Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
I love all that part. I love all the fairy tale part, you know, the wedding and then.
But why, if you felt that way, why you did marry it?
More Than Mamis.
Hello, hello. Welcome to a new episode of More Than Mamis.
Untold Stories.
So this episode, Anto, we recorded it just like one day before Kate announced that sadly she has cancer. We were talking about all the conspiracies behind, you know, the famous AI generated picture, and right now, and then we were like, okay, we cannot get out this episode because we thought that she was going to be like plastic surgery.
Yes, we talk about plastic surgery, about I don't know, being depressed because infidelity.
We were doing a telenovela
here, and one day after we recorded the episode about the royal family, well, she posted on Instagram, well, on royal family social media, that she has cancer. And I think like so many people feel remorse about that, because now, like even us, we felt so bad, like, okay, she's sick and she's passing like through the bad time of her life. What I want to talk today is, as a mom, like being in the public eye, but also at the same times, like internalize and process all the information about your sickness. Is hard.
It must be hard. Like, I remember in one of our episodes of More Than Mamis, we had Erika de la Vega, that she went through a diagnosis that she had to do a surgery in her brain. And our first question was, how did you tell your son? Because one of the things that makes me more worried about taking care of my health is to be healthy for my kids. So it must be, I think, one of the reasons why they delayed so much saying the truth was because her kids.
Yes. She was hiding everything.
Yeah.
It's hard that you have to tell your kids that you have a sickness that you don't know when you're going to recover yourself. Yes. And also, you have to tell yourself, like, are you going to be okay? We're going to fight. We're going to give everything, you know.
And the pressure, okay, she's a mom, but she's also
the queen.
Next to be the queen of England, you know. It's like, dude, it's so hard because, like, what are you supposed to do? Be a mom and be the queen? You probably not going to be able to do it if the disease, you know, keeps progressing. What it sounds like it is that the video says basically that she got the surgery in the abdominal area, and after the surgery they remove some tissue and did a biopsy, and the biopsy say that there was cancer cells in the tissue. So I think, you know, probably, obviously, she's almost the queen of England. She's the Prince of Gales. And she's doing probably around the best care of the world, like the best doctors. So I think she's going to be okay. She's very young. And she looks very healthy. Like, you know, she's in shape and stuff.
Some theories because the King Charles also
has cancer. And there was another person in the royal family who also had cancer this year. So it's like three people right now.
So the theories say that they are lying because the royal family is in crisis. So they want to put the family like in this situation to be human and the sickness and everything
to be like more humble
to distract people from what is happening inside the royal family.
Oh, and I don't think all this like situation, they're gonna play with that.
For me, as a mom, I don't think Kate like would play with a sickness like that.
No, and she also looks like physically that she has lots of weight. I mean, she could just be on Ozempic, but I don't think that's the case. To me, the video looked genuine. Some people, because, you know, the internet is a weird place, some people say that video is also AI generated, which I don't think is true. Like, come on.
It's impossible.
Because there's another video from like 4 years ago that she's in the garden. And she's wearing the same sweater. So they say they...
Come on, Kate. We have to take care of that post.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, that sweater, Kate, don't use that gay, please. So, yeah, I think... I don't know. It must be hard being, like, you know, in the public eye and have all the people discussing what's going on with your life, including us.
Well, you know what you were signing when you
of course
became the Princess of Wales, no?
Yes, and you know, the thing is that it's like it comes from like a sad history of like Diana, you know, dying in that horrible accident. She now is like taking the place of Diana. Mm. She's like the popular face of the royal family. She's like beautiful. She is super fashion. She's charismatic. She like has
everything.
She uses
Diana's clothes and jewelry.
Yes. So it's like everything to make her like the perfect princess and the perfect queen. But some people say that the royals, like, you know, meaning the king and the queen, Camilla, they were not happy that she was so popular. What do you think about that?
Oh, I don't think so. Like, I know that there's problems and confrontation inside royal family after Queen Elizabeth died, but I don't know. I don't think, like, sometimes people outside, they want to make gossip and, you know, have this confrontation, but like, as a family, I think that you resolve your problems inside, no?
I think that they're like have some maldición, how you say, like a curse. Because, dude, it's too many things. I think also like things were, you know, very sad. I do
the Diana's
with
course.
The Diana. No, with Diana, I remember I was 4 years old, 5 years old. And I do remember the day Diana died.
Me too.
My mom was watching TV and was crying. And I'm like, what's going on? And the princess, Diana died. I'm like...
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mammies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need, whatever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
And I remember I started crying too. I'm like, it's
because
sad.
She was a worldwide symbol.
Yes. Yes, I think she was. She's like an icon for women because, you know, she speak up. She was not like tolerating.
As a woman, she was one of the first to confront a marriage when she didn't feel happy.
Exactly, because she knew everything about Camila. She also didn't know the way she was treated. And she stepped out and she became like
that symbol.
That symbol of empowerment. Like she was dating someone else. She like, I don't care about the crown. What I care is like about my kids and myself. You know, I'm not gonna be in an unhealthy marriage. Mm. And that I think that really like make a change in because that was in what 1997 I think. And that was wild for a woman. I remember, I think my mom loved her so much because my mom in that moment, she was going through the divorce with my dad. Mm. So she will see an inspiration.
Yeah, it's like Shakira right now.
Exactly. She was the Shakira back then. So it's been too much. And then, you know, things were like a bit more settled. And then, bam, 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 comes Meghan Markle to the story. And Meghan Markle, it was like just trouble.
Yes.
It like, there's people that love her, people that hate her. How do you feel about her?
I have mixed feelings because I think like she also stepped out, you know, like spoke.
Yes.
Like publicly about certain things that she didn't approve. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you knew who you were married.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, she separated Harry from William. And they are brothers, you know? And they grew up in the same family and they grew up together. And for me, see the relationship that nowadays Harry and William have.
It's sad.
Part of that, for me, is super sad.
Yes, to me, you know, I do admire how she spoke, even about racism, like the way that, you know, she was kind of like, not, they didn't like her because of her skin color. That to me was very powerful. I think was powerful that she would like, you know, that Harry marry her. And I love all that part. I love all the fairy tale part, you know, the wedding, and then.
But why, if you felt that way, why you did marry in England with all the royalty benefits?
Remember that means Meghan Markle. She wanted to be famous. She was an actress.
But that's the reason why. Like you are telling me that you were mad and you felt sad about the situation and everything, the treatment
you received,
and you knew. And then you accepted to marry with all the royalty benefits and the royalty family and everything and the newspaper and the photo and the big photo with all the family. So, you know?
Yes. She's like double standards.
If I pass through a lot of things, like I love you, but we get married like in New York with a normal wedding.
Like a small wedding. No,
in a small wedding.
There was this news I saw a long time ago that said she spent just on her bridal shower, like over $100,000 just in the bridal shower. I'm like, if you're humble, because she like was portraying herself as like this humble girl that, you know, she wear not much makeup for her wedding.
She was beautiful.
No, beautiful, but it was all BS because she's not simple.
Yes.
So to me, the things I like her, like, also, like, I feel weird because I think you need your family together, and she basically destroyed the relationship between William and Harry
and the whole family.
Yes. So.
And that's bad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
For Harry. Harry, like, maybe right now he's blind because he's in love and he now has his
family.
You know
what my grandma will say about this? That Meghan did some brujería too. Because, like, come on.
Quitting, our abuela say that. Like,
being the prince, like, being on the line to be king and you're like, quitting that to like live to
like if you like yeah. I don't know Megan, but you're you're not too intelligent and smart, because if I marry the fucking prince, I will have the best party of my life, and then I live with all the benefits
in the big castle
and all the chef and all
love,
the.
I would love to just be a princess.
Like me too.
Like they stopped that role because they quit. It's not that they got kicked out.
Yeah, yes,
and you know, if she wanted to be like a statement and changing things, she could have done it differently and staying there and like have the power to be in that position. Right now, she's like in
if you want to change certain things in the royalty family, like you do it inside the royal family. Like you do it inside you. If you are smart enough, you do things to change everything and to change how people like, and the inclusion and how people treat me, I don't know, and the racism and everything inside.
Yes.
But she, didn't do it.
She was like, I think part of like, this is like, you know, it's just like some conspiracy that I have in my mind.
I saw Harry.
You saw Harry?
Yes.
Oh my, you know that he was my crush.
Inter Miami and LAFC game. Oh, I was right beside him.
Is he hot? Like in person?
No.
Like he, I remember like my drama, she was like, she loved to buy a Hello magazine. She loved, it was like her favorite because it was like all the gossips about the royals, and I know everything about them because I will read those, and my drama will always say, you should marry Harry, you know, he's like, he's young, look, he's single, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, maybe, you know.
Harry, for me, Harry was more handsome than
I know,
William.
And it is, like, come on, William is bald, and he, I like, come on, you're gonna be king, you can get a hair transplant in Turkey.
In Turkey, or in Venezuela.
Yeah, so it's funny because I don't know. I think, you know, they have so many privileges, and I feel they like make their life more difficult than they should. And with the news with Kate,
do you think the royal family has a rule that they cannot like make surgeries or I don't know, like cosmetic surgeries or everything?
That's a good question. I think they will. Yes. Probably not something that changes, like it's not too obvious, but I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like Kate probably does Botox at least, because she has very good skin and she's like 40 something, right? So
42.
I think like she does some stuff, probably not as invasive. And that's why we thought that the problem, like why she wasn't showing up, was because she had
that,
like,
she was hidden because she had a cosmetic surgery.
She had a mommy makeover, like you don't know. But the thing is that we wish she recovers. And I don't know. I hope things get better for the royal family, because they have been very, very weird lately. I think this year is also weird. There's a lot of things happening.
Yes, we're in Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, this Mercury thing that it feels like it's the whole year going backwards. I don't know how you say it in English. We say Mercury retrograde, but yes, I feel like this year is like historical. It's gonna.
Oh, really?
It's a weird. It has like some weird energy, because there's like, you know, that's why we did this podcast, because like, dude, there's so much happening that let's talk about it.
Mercury retrograde.
Mercury retrograde, and I don't know.
Mercury in retrograde.
In retrograde. And when does it end, please? I want to know.
Because I want to know.
Things start getting so complicated. Like, I was gonna do the opening of my restaurant.
April 25th.
Okay, in my birthday. My birthday is April 16th. And my chef was like, no, don't do it that day because Mercury. I'm like,
don't,
oh my God, okay.
Don't reopen the restaurant that day.
So, well, we wish the best to Princess Kate.
Yes, because, like, for me as a mom, like, you know, like, we feel related to Kate, because as a mom, I know how hard it would be to have a sickness, to be sick, to don't have, like,
to don't know
if
what's
we sometimes, gonna happen. We don't have the power and the energy to be around our kids 24/7, imagine receiving all the treatment and everything like about cancer and raise your kids. So,
yes.
I think, like, it's a hard time, and we in this side of the
real world
and real world, we have to be kind with people. That yeah. is a proof, an example that sometimes we say things and mm-hmm. things and news, and we attack and we say something and we don't believe, or we are not conscious about how the other person is feeling about
yes.
all the things that they were telling about Kate.
That is true. Like, imagine, like, reading all the news while
about
she was...
infidelity.
Yeah, that she was sick. Like, come on, I'm sick, and now I have to worry that my husband is cheating on me. Like, oh, my God. Well, just be kind, and we wish her the best. See you next episode of More Than Mummies on Tall Stories. Sorry.
And if you speak Spanish, you can jump mm-hmm. to our podcast in Spanish called More Than Mummies.
And we'll have a lot of stories there, not so dark. That is like our pink side. So you can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any platform, on YouTube. And we'll see you there too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
More Than Mummies.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no-excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mummies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify Single Dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need, whatever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
shopify.com/sonoro.
La vida está llena de comienzos, día tras día. Y en este espacio aprenderemos a amar, abrazar y observar cada uno de esos inicios. Justamente ahí está la magia de la vida. Comenzar cuantas veces sea necesario por y para ti. Yo soy Isa Guzmán y quiero darte la bienvenida a un lugar donde de una vez comenzarás el lunes, en Comienzo el Lunes Podcast. Comienzo el Lunes está disponible en tu plataforma de podcast favorita.